This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Left side, they're even with the bags. Sosa a little bit deeper than the baseline at second. Harper on the bag at first. And the pitch to Lowe. Swinging a ground ball right at Turner. He's got it. Thought about stepping on second. Instead, throws wildly home. JT has to come away from the plate. The runner at third goes back, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Turner was... It looked like he was inches from second. Did he step on it or not? They said he didn't. The Phillies are double-checking on video to see whether or not he did, and he did not ever get on the bag. Well.
The pause. It's the pause.
I mean, they got exactly what they wanted there.
That was one heck of a play by Real Muto just to catch that ball.
Yeah.
Who knows where it was going.
I love Scott and L.A. together, though, man. I hate that. I mean, I wish, if I would have been thinking, I'd have jumped in the car to listen to the call last night to hear what he had to say.
So actually,
these clowns.
I was around the house at that point. I had it in my ear. So when I'm not sitting down, like, for the moment of the game, I just walk around the house with the game in my ear, Scott and L.A. I heard that last night, did not see it.
And so
I was
you like, ran to the TV?
Well, I was like, I wonder how bad it was. And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, my Lord. It was... I understood why L.A. chose to highlight JT's leap to catch the ball because
that was
it was
the most
so
athlete,
it was so far away from him.
I had a chance to watch it.
Yeah, what was the first thing you thought when you saw it live?
I'm not gonna lie, I thought about you and Kyle because that's how when I watch the game, I watch to see what the storyline could potentially be.
Like what we're gonna talk about,
yeah, because that was a tightly contested game towards the end. You know, I'm looking at Twitter. I saw Broads had a picture out there. Shout out to Broads. He just had this look on his face. I guess I don't know if it
Can
was
Broads
from the
play
pictures.
Shortstop?
I don't know, but here's
I'll
the thing,
Broads.
Kyle.
Broads played
it was
hockey.
Like,
he can
it
knock
was
that
like
ball down.
Broads had like a shocked look on his face, and it says something about the Phillies. But I'm like, is that a picture that he took earlier in the day? Because you know we had to take pictures today. So I'm looking at that play, and like I said, it was twofold. It was missing the bag, and then it was the airmail ball, and then it was the for lack of a better way of saying it, the goofy look on his face, all of that. And I was like, this is a team. Like, I'm all for it. You know me. You can call me company man, whatever you want to call me. Hugh Topper or whatever.
Do
Hugh
nothing, Tom, Douglas. You know we mean? Have a whatever. Lot of nicknames for you.
But at the end of the day, when I saw that, knowing what this series means to this team, and knowing how – it's only one game, but still, it's a game that you should have won. If that would have went the other way, this city would have been on fire.
Shout out, and I don't think we got to in the first segment. Shout out to Alvarado's got guts because
he's in a tight spot.
Turner made a bad situation into almost an impossible. I mean, no outs, bases loaded. I mean, that's
We could avoid that in the future though.
Yeah, I'd like to avoid the whole situation, but we could just move Turner off a shortstop. I'd like to do that. 215-592-9494. Can we also hear what happened in the ninth inning? So it wasn't just the eighth inning. It was also the ninth inning as the wheels came off. Kirkering, who's been a big disappointment this year, gives up the home run, but that was set up by this Trey Turner error.
Now it's a 5-3 game. Here's Ahmed Rosario with one out and a swing and a ground ball deep short. Backhand pick, Turner plants, throws. It's high. Harper jumps, catches, but the tag isn't there. And that'll be another defensive mistake for the Phillies. And now the go-ahead run is going to come to the plate.
So you know what you could hear in that one? You could hear the murmur from the crowd. Like, the first one was like, what just happened? The second one was like, are you kidding me, man? You're airmailing that throw, too? 215-592-9494. I think it's time to move Turner off a shortstop right now. I don't know how long that process takes. If it was up to me, if I was the manager, he'd play center field tonight. Realistically, it might take him and the team a few weeks to get him up to speed. But whatever it takes, I'm starting that process today. Like, before the game starts, if I'm the Phillies, I'm sitting down with Trey and saying, we got to start to transition to the outfield. Get a glove on, and if you tell us when you're comfortable. I would even, in a realistic term, I'd give him a few weeks to get comfortable. Like, if he says, all right, I'll do it, I need a few weeks to shag fly balls, go out there an hour a day just to get the get my bearings out there. Okay, we start today, and you tell us 3 weeks, a month from now, I feel like I could do it, then that's the day we do it. But I got to start the process today.
Well, I think the conversation is probably had today. But as far as when you start moving, I don't think it's this serious. So for everybody that wants it to happen today, that's probably not going to happen. But you have to have a conversation about how it looked in the outfield. I mean, at shortstop, you got to have a conversation about that. But I don't think anything, to your point, Joe, is going to happen right away. But it's definitely a process.
Well, and that process better begin soon. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Elliot's going to join us at 12. We have the Jordan Davis 50-year contract option, which the Eagles picked up this morning to react to coming up. Devin Caney later on, you people later in the show. I am curious today where the poll goes, because Kyle, I think it was just about a year ago, maybe almost exactly a year ago, we had the discussion if the Phillies should move Trey Turner to the outfield, and that day, most people said no.
Yeah, they were, it was a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
We're morons.
Okay.
I mean, why would we even think of such a thing?
Yes. How about today? Maybe it's a little different today?
A lot different, yeah. Actually the complete reverse. We did a should the Phillies move Trey to the outfield. May of last year, 75% no. This one's an interesting one, too. And I think this must have been the postseason or maybe right before last year. If the Phillies had a lead late in the game,
yep,
would you pull Trey for Sosa for his defense? 66% no. Got crushed for that one, too.
Okay, good.
Yep. But I haven't really seen anybody this time say that keep him there.
Yeah. Is it time for the Phillies to move Trey off a shortstop? Early on today's poll, 70% yes. Jim in Westchester is up on WIP. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Jim. What's up?
Good. Love your show. Real big fan, you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Jim. What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
I mean, I'm sorry. You guys, it's a fun conversation about Trey, but I mean, honestly, let's live in reality. They're not going to move the man. He's not going anywhere. He's staying right where he is. The problems that they got to really address, I mean, I'm sorry. I cannot stand it. I'm so stressed out. I've been a fan with this team since the 80s, and I have never been this stressed out this early in the season because their bullpen cannot throw a damn strike, and when they do, it gets hit over the fence. And I mean, the stuff that Romano has put us through, now Kirkring, now I'm hearing Strom's arms getting slow, something's wrong with that. I mean, Alvarado's like the only guy that you can feel good about when he comes in the game. That's the bigger problem. They don't have anybody in the bullpen.
Jim, I agree with you that that's a huge problem, but it doesn't mean the Trey problem's not a problem. I mean, like, and actually, it made things worse last night. I mean, Alvarado gives up a couple hits, but all of a sudden the bases are loaded because Trey forgets where he is.
Well, right, but Kirkring's got to pitch his way out of that. And I'm sorry, he's up on the count on that guy. He's got him swinging at high fastballs, and then he throws this duck, little looper slider that the guy golfs out of the park. I mean, come on. They've got to be smarter about the way they approach how they pitch.
Well, they do. But, Jim, the reality, and I think you realize this, is the bullpen's not good. I mean, like, how many guys down there do we trust right now? I count two, Alvarado and Strom. And you even mentioned Strom physically might not be where he needs to be. So, like, we got one guy we could trust? Not great.
Yeah, I mean, Romano had a better outing the last time. I mean, were they really reading his pitches? And then he did something to fix it, and is that what happened the last
maybe
time?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, didn't Topper say something about
tipping,
that?
Maybe tipping,
yeah, tipping
pitches. Yeah, I need to see a couple more good Romano outings before I buy the whole tipping thing. I don't know. I mean, I sometimes teams say that when they don't want to admit the guy's not that good. Jim, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so Jim thinks the Trey thing isn't the biggest deal. It's a big deal. You can't get away with bad shortstop play in baseball at the defensive position. Or it's very hard to. Maybe you can get away with it some teams if they're loaded. Maybe. But the Phillies aren't that team. Like, the Phillies are good, but they're not like the Dodgers, where the Dodgers might have a couple players here or there that are weak or weak defensively, but they're so much better than everyone that not going to really kill them.
Especially when you look at the way this thing is going to probably play out. You know, you talk about the Mets. The Braves are surging right
now.
Yep,
Braves won again.
They won last night. And, you know, I know it's still early to start looking at other people's grass, but what you said early, before the season start, you said it only might be one team come out of the East.
Yep.
That might be the case. So that's why last night's game was so crucial. And I understand it's just one game and we still have a lot of baseball left to play. But to your point, this team has somewhere that they're trying to be. You can't have errors like that could potentially cost you the game. See, that's what we're talking about. This is a whole lot of what ifs. Mm-hmm. This is what this is today. This is a whole lot of what ifs. What if he didn't make the play. What if we don't steal the base at the end and, you know, we lose that game? Now you're looking at it, and it's a totally different conversation. I think the caller that just called would feel a lot different if we lost the game, and that's the one thing that is burned into your yep. psyche when you see that play. When you see that error like that egregious error back-to-back, then it changes the way you think about certain
not
things.
Not back-to-back.
Back-to-back. That's the only time it's bad to go back-to-back.
That, I agreed. Well,
I guess it depends. It depends on your age.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you gotta take care of
yourself. Give that old college try.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could do that. And they could, the Phillies give it the college try and tell Trey Turner to put an outfield glove on and get to the outfield. I just can't believe a team that says they have World Series aspirations is just so nonchalant about this. It stinks. It stunk since the minute he got here. He can't play the position. And you could say, well, Joe, what are you going to do? Well, they may have two better shortstops on the team. You know, Kyle brought up different options. Like, there's not one option. I think the outfield is the most logical one. That's what I would do, because I would just play Sosa at shortstop. Sosa's hit well this year. Hasn't played much the last 3 weeks as he's cooled off, because they really just haven't used him. You could play Sosa. You could put Trey in the outfield, and you could avoid the issue they got with ever Rojas or maybe Marsh eventually down the line is. Or you could put Stott there. Like, I'm open to anything. He's the third best shortstop on his own team, and he plays there every day. It's mind-boggling for a team that says they're trying to win the World Series. Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? Good morning, man.
Good morning, Frank.
Yo, how y'all doing?
Good.
Right, I just want to say before I get into this, I appreciate you guys being secretly the best show on the station without the hubris. That's all I'm saying. Afternoon show's got a lot of hubris. But I will say this, and I'm gonna tell you why Trey Turner is bad, but I'm going to tell you why from the top down.
Okay.
The entire organization needs to be overhauled. Okay?
Damn.
Kevin Long, not a good hitting coach. We've been having these woes for like 3 or 4 years of the guys just chasing anything low and outside the zone, and nobody's made any concessions to make it better. Fix the hitting coach. I looked up who our pitching coach was.
Caleb Cotham. Like, Cotham.
Yeah, I looked it up. He had like 4 games in the MLB. He pitched for Cincinnati and the Yankees for like 2 games, and he was gone since. So get a new pitching coach in there too. Because if you're not, you can't even have like 5 games and a losing record. Got to go in my book. I don't think you're a good coach. I do believe, now I'm going to say this, I do believe Johan Rojas is getting the short end of the stick, because everybody's like, oh, he's bad, but he doesn't get a lot of reps because they were so big on Marsh for some reason, and Marsh took a lot of his reps in center field. So I believe that Rojas doesn't have the experience being in center field enough to know when to make those mistakes or when not to make those mistakes that he does. I like him a lot. I think he's good, but you got to give him time to develop. They haven't done that. They're so busy trying to make Marsh work when he clearly doesn't. And that's on management, because you just keep trying to make things work that shouldn't work. Which leads me to my next point. Trey Turner should never been signed in Philadelphia. Like, the first thing that happened was he got a no-trade clause, so we can't get rid of him if he wanted to, which is already a bad thing. The second thing behind it is he's not actively getting better, and he's declining as a player over the course of time. His fielding has not gotten better since he's been here. His arm has been a noodle since he left Washington. And it's just been a bad overall thing. And I'm still very upset that we decided to give him a standing ovation in his second year after the World Baseball Classic. So here's my thing. We made the World Series in 22. We signed Trey Turner that offseason. We've been declining ever since. I don't know if the problem is Trey Turner, but I have a very concrete thing that I can point to be like, hey, we haven't won anything since you got here. So you've made our team progressively worse.
Well, yeah, he was supposed to be the missing piece, like the thing to get him over the top. And instead, they've gone the other way. I mean, in the postseason, they've gone the other way. Frank, man, we appreciate the phone call. And that is on Dabrowski. I mean, it is. The biggest thing he did since he got here was sign Trey Turner. And Trey Turner has not lived up to what he was supposed to be. And I think we overlook something. The Phillies overlook something when they signed Trey Turner. Hugh, the Dodgers could pay whoever they want. Anyone, right? They have the money to pay. They paid Ohtani, they paid Freeman, they paid Betts. They traded for Turner for a half a season, and he was a free agent. They didn't make him an offer. Like, in retrospect now, it does make you wonder, like, they saw something, right? They saw that he was a good player, but probably not a shortstop. He wanted to play shortstop, and they were like, no, no, no. we're not even making you an offer. Speaking of Dave Dombrowski, let's hear from Dombrowski in spring training when the whole Turner shortstop thing came up. Last time Dave spoke about it, here it was.
Did the organization promise Trey Turner that he'd be the shortstop for a long time? Is the organization concerned about approaching him to move to the outfield?
Well, the way I would say, when we signed him as a shortstop, and we told him that he would be our shortstop, and we felt that way. But if we don't think Trey Turner is capable of playing good shortstop, and you have to remember it's defense and offense that combines there,
sure,
too. No, we'd move him off a shortstop. But that would be the way it is. Now, he wouldn't per se like it, and you wouldn't just wake up one day and say, we're moving you. You do the proper steps. But no, there's no promises that he would be our shortstop for the future.
I hope Dave meant what he said, because there's no way. Dave Dombrowski's been in baseball 40 years. There's no way he could think what we're seeing right now is good shortstop play. I mean, there's just no way he believes that.
Yeah, that had to be tough to watch last night, especially from a season. But how long has Trey been in the league?
Trey came up in 2016.
That's math, Joe.
About 9 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's too long.
Nine, 10 years. Yeah, it's been a while. You go okay over there?
I'm just saying.
2025
no, he said,
minus.
But no, Cal, he said it like, he said 2016, like I'm going to do the math in my head. But I'm not doing that.
Well, that one wasn't that hard, man.
No, I'm just saying, okay, well, you do it, dude. Well, it's not, okay, well,
9 years, buddy.
2016, yeah. 2020, 2025. Yeah, okay, that can, I guess.
I
just didn't feel like doing math.
What's
wrong with him
to start the day today?
I didn't feel like doing math. Some mornings you wake up, you don't feel like thinking as much.
I'm just surprised you didn't know it was Wednesday.
Well, because you know what it was, Joe? I was trying to process that whole Trey Turner thing I saw last night and was wondering how this show was going to go.
You are such an excuse maker.
I am not making an excuse.
So
it's
busy
the truth.
Processing Trey Turner,
listen,
that you forgot what day it was?
I tried to be as informed as I possibly can
when
I make
these takes. You're not even informed on what day of the week it is.
No, because I forgot. I was
too busy.
Look at the
calendar.
I was too busy thinking about baseball.
I give you all the information you need. This guy stinks at shortstop. That's all you need.
I don't know, see, but you're too emotional sometimes.
Emotional?
So you do skew a little emotional. You're a little emotional, a little bit.
What am I supposed to say?
No,
you know what? Shut up.
You today.
No, I'm
with you today.
I'm actually less mad at Trey, and I'm more mad at two different groups.
Who are you mad at?
The Phillies.
You people?
And Hugh Douglas.
Hugh's part of this. For everyone last year who said this isn't a big deal.
Oh, so I told you so, Gilio, today.
Yes! Yes! I told you so for years on Trey Turner. I've been trying to say this for years. Oh,
okay.
It's 2 months. How could you wave a magic wand? Well, I have eyes. Okay, he can't play shortstop at a high level. Oh, how could you move him off a shortstop? He makes $300 million. I don't care. He can't play the position.
Last night was bad.
Last night was terrible, but it's a microcosm of years.
His entire tenure as the Phillies shortstop has been bad.
No, but last night, you know how certain times when things happen, you kind of let it go. Well, oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
But last night, that was the worst back-to-back that I've ever seen. That was the absolute worst.
Been a lot of back-to-back talk on this show the last week or so. Scott and King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey,
what's
Scott.
Up, Scott.
So, Big Hugh, you're finally on board. You're seeing what we see, huh?
The last horse has crossed the finish line. He's here.
Uh-huh. Hey, Scott. Oh, now, as I told you, so Gilio and I told you so, Scott.
Oh, Scott.
Today.
I mean, Scott was the first one on this.
Okay, fine, Scott. I can see. You guys have it today. You got it.
All right. Well, I've been banging this drum since we acquired Sosa. Just to remind everybody, the Dodgers did want to sign Trey Turner, but they wanted to sign him as an outfielder. Their evaluators evaluated him as an outfielder, and their evaluators were correct. Our evaluators, however, are incorrect, and not only are they incorrect, they're so damn stubborn that they're digging their heels in, that they're willing to put a substandard fielder out there while you have an above-average fielder on the field at the same exact damn time playing second base. It is stupid. It is pure stupidity. I've been railing about this. I'm so happy that the general public is now on board. When are the Phillies going to wake up and get on board? I understand you're not going to move him to the outfield because that's too much in season. But damn it, he's a shortstop. He can play second base. Wake up. You guys need to do your damn jobs. We're doing a better job telling you how to do your jobs.
Pretty solid.
Scott, I'm telling you, it's about time. It is about time the Phillies get on board and figure this out. Scott, we appreciate the phone call. It's about time. Scott's been on this for a long time. I mean, there's no question he's been on this a long time. And it is, it again, this is now more on the Phillies to change. I mean, what is Trey Turner going to do? I mean, he said he worked hard this offseason. He probably did. It doesn't matter. He's going to go out there and play shortstop as long as his name's penciled in at shortstop. It's on the Phillies now between Topper and Mosley Nebraska to fix the problem that they created here. This guy can't. I'm going to put it very simply for everyone and for the Phillies. They will not win a World Series with him at shortstop. That's it. So we can waste this season, or we can get on changing it. Their choice. I've already told you what's going to happen. Ken in Mays Landing. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it, guys?
Hey,
What's going on, man? You're making nothing is very hard, Hugh. I hate it, too. But anyway, this dude is getting paid millions and millions of dollars. Be a selfless person. Do what's best for the team. We've got an outfield issue, and we've got an infield issue. We've got a dude sitting on the bench who can make this work. Go do what's best for the team. Do what's best for the city. Do what's best for yourself, frankly. And also, that whole word process, can we ditch that? Because there's a three-word phrase that, you know, I'll give you a little huge clue what that three-letter phrase is. I never want to hear that phrase associated with another Philadelphia team ever again. So can we use, like, start the steps in the right direction, or, you know, move in a different direction rather than start the process?
Yeah, we're done with processes around here. Yeah, no more processes. We did that.
No more processes. So can we just eliminate that from our vocabulary if possible?
Yeah. How about go to the outfield? How about those three words right there? Go to the outfield.
I love it, Joe. I love it. Forget about it. It's over. This is cattywampus. It's got to end. Everything is silly, and it's got to. There's something has to be adjusted. We can't be watching errors. We costing Wheeler wins. We're costing Nola wins. We're costing the bullpen integrity. And everything's getting silly. I mean, not for nothing, Kirkland gave up that homer, but the game should have been over.
And Ken, we had a call a few minutes ago about the bullpen, and Ken, good phone call. It's not good, but you're making their life harder. If we can't turn routine plays into outs. Well, we know a lot of these guys aren't that good, so they're going to get up hits after that. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on Trey Turner next. Is it time to move him off a shortstop? It's past time for me. This should have been done a while ago, but now we can't avoid this anymore. Is it time to move Trey off a shortstop? Plus, some Eagles news this morning. We'll hit that next as well. Do we like the move the Eagles made this morning? That's next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Not just any bacon. We're talking about Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked bacon to sweet maple brown sugar. Even extra thick cut bacon and applewood smoked bacon. Even every slice is packed with flavor. You can put it on your burger. You can level up your breakfast. Or you can snack it straight from the pan. No judgment from me. Treat yourself, people. Grab some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.